Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Bob Brainerd.
All right, we've sifted through to find some highlights. By the way, the Philadelphia Phillies, I mentioned this at the very top of Brewers extra innings tonight. Their record now with the win over the Brewers, final score 4-3, is 52-42. The Milwaukee Brewers with the loss are 52-43. So almost mirror images, record-wise at least. But it just kind of goes to the point of this is a very good ball club. You can't look at where they are in the standings because the Atlanta Braves are just so ridiculously out front of the Phillies, of the Miami Marlins. But it's a team that is now 10 games over 500. The Brewers are 9 games over 500. This is a team that came in a half game out of the wild card spot. So it's a team that is going to be in contention here and is going to give other teams fits, even though they have no chance or relatively little chance of catching the Atlanta Braves in the NL East. But it's a good ball club. And like the Milwaukee Brewers, they're just trying to find a way to get into the postseason party. If it means winning the division for the Brewers, great. If it means one of the 3 wild card spots, great. But the Phillies are going to be a thorn in the side for everybody else in the National League, Major League Baseball, and for the Brewers for the next 2 nights. Okay, to that, let's give you the highlights from this game. And normally, we give you just Milwaukee Brewer highlights, but I got to start with the bottom of the first inning for the Philadelphia Phillies, because what Kyle Schwarber has been doing of late has been remarkable. And he did this in the bottom half of inning number 1 against Brewers starter Julio Teheran.
And the first pitch to Kyle Schwarber is a drive out to left. Yelich is back, and it is gone. And Kyle Schwarber wastes no time to homer in his 4th consecutive game.
Yeah, Lane Grindle on the call there. 4th consecutive game with a homer. The guy is dialed in. And with Aaron Nola on the hill, he's just salivating with that because he goes to work with a 1-0 lead. Phillies got a run in the 2nd and the 3rd, and Nola was dealing. The Brewers couldn't touch him. It looked like this was just going to be a lopsided affair in the city of brotherly love, right? But then along came the top of the 5th inning for the Brewers, and they do what the Brewers normally do. They scratch and claw, and they got a run to make it 3-1.
2-0 to Monasterio. And a drive out to center. Marsh getting pushed back onto the warning track. At the wall, it is off the top of the wall. It stays in play. Tapia trots home. And checking into 2nd with an RBI double is Andrew Monasterio.
And there's my guy who I said is hot, and he has been producing. So that made it 3-1, and the Brewers weren't done yet. They bothered Nola and the Phillies. They got some help from Nola and the Phillies as well, getting run number 2.
The pitch, and Terang, a chopper over the head of Nola, charging the second baseman Stotti through to first, and it was dropped. And racing around 3rd and coming home is Monasterio. Boy, a fairly routine play for Stott, but Hall didn't catch it cleanly. It squirted away from him. And great base running by Monasterio as he sprinted around 3rd and scored the 2nd run of this game for the Brewers. It's 3-2.
But that's as close as the Brewers would get in this game. Down by a run, they weren't able to ever get back to even with the Phillies in this contest. And a big run was scored by Philly to counter that Brewers top of the 5th inning when they got a pair. They got a run to push that lead back to +2 and make it 4-2. Milwaukee did score in the top of the 8th inning to close the gap again, but with the tying run on in the 9th inning, Craig Kimbrel came on and shut the door as the Brewers fall by the count of 4-3. When we come back, we will wrap things up on this edition of Brewers Extra Innings and get you set for Game 2 in Philly tomorrow night.